Trump team takes aim.
First targets appears to be the intelligence community.
A man's live-streamed torture.
He's traumatized by the incident.
Deep snow in the western mountains.
It's crazy. There's so many cars piled up.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's no secret Donald Trump has had issues with the intelligence community, doubting their assessment that the Russians orchestrated campaign hacking. And now CBS's Jan Crawford tells us big changes could come after he's sworn in.
The president-elect is considering overhauling some U.S. intelligence agencies, including scrapping altogether the position of Director of National Intelligence. Congress created the Director of National Intelligence after the 9/11 Commission found agencies like the CIA and FBI were not sharing information that could have prevented the 9/11 attacks. Mr. Trump has claimed the agencies have not been on the same page. But on Friday, sources tell CBS News the heads of the CIA, FBI, and NSA, as well as the DNI, may all be present in a briefing with Mr. Trump to present a finalized report on Russia's hacking.
There's a difference between believing the data and the outcome.
Sean Spicer, the president's incoming press secretary, Wednesday night raised concerns about multiple layers of bureaucracy.
Part of this is understanding, do they all share the same conclusion? What are their concerns?
Well, the current director of national intelligence is among those going to Capitol Hill this morning. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This hearing is designed to find out more about Russian attempts to attack U.S. interests, as well as what can be done to prevent future incidents. President-elect Trump has refused to publicly accept the conclusion that Russia interfered in the election, and he's criticized intelligence officials, including Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who is testifying this morning.
Later today, President Obama will be briefed on what intelligence officials have found. In a new round of tweets, Mr. Trump says Obamacare, which Republicans vowed to repeal, was a lie from the beginning. And he labels Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, a chief critic of the repeal effort, the party's head clown. Four people are under arrest in Chicago. They're charged in connection with the torture of a man that was shown while it happened on the internet. Here's CBS's Dean Reynolds.
The assault was streamed live on Facebook for half an hour Tuesday afternoon. Police did not identify any of the people involved, but they believe the four in custody are the ones seen in the video holding a man captive and beating him.
Smack him again.
Investigators say the victim is mentally disabled and had been missing from his suburban home for days. In the video, he is choked and repeatedly called the N-word. His clothes are slashed and he is terrorized with a knife. His alleged captors repeatedly referenced Donald Trump. They also laughed and mugged for the camera. The victim was eventually released. Officers later spotted him on the street, appearing disoriented. He apparently knew one of his attackers.
Well, more survivors and relatives of victims will be called today in the death penalty phase for the Charleston church gunman, Dylan Roof. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Week to 10 days this could last. The government intends to call 38 witnesses. Roof's not going to call any, is what he's saying now. They want each of these relatives and friends to have their say, and they want to remind the jury and Roof himself of just how much was lost on that night when Roof walked into the Mother Emanuel Church and murdered 9 people.
The Coast Guard's responding to a fire on an oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico. 4 workers were evacuated. No injuries have been reported. They're measuring the snow by the foot in the mountains of California and Nevada. Where it's not snowing, there's heavy rain and flooding. In Grass Valley, California, Tina Fapiano says a big tree crashed onto her home.
Hey, I hear him screaming, "Get out of the house, get out of the house." And then I walked in the living room and saw there was this huge hole and a tree. It was like very surprising, shocking.
Well, shocking's a good word to describe what happened at a ski resort south of Salt Lake City. Skier Clint Ashmead and his family caught it on video. A boy dangling from a ski lift high up, held up only by his backpack.
We all looked at each other and in disbelief, like we could not believe that this was just happening right in front of us.
Workers used a ladder to get the boy down. 3 million people in this country suffer from peanut allergies. Among children over the last 20 years, the numbers have tripled. CBS's Dan Revive says some new guidelines are out.
If an infant seems likely to develop a peanut allergy, the main indicator is stubborn eczema, then the federally approved guidelines say carefully feed that child some peanut products. He or she is likely now not to develop that dangerous allergy.
There was an 81% decrease of peanut allergy in the children
who had been given peanuts.
As opposed to avoiding peanuts, based on studies cited by Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says 2% of American children are allergic to peanuts. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A new study of 6 million Canadian adults found a slightly higher dementia risk for people living close to busy main roads. The researchers say noise and pollutants could be factors. As President Obama readies his final batch of pardons, he's written about reforming the criminal justice system. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
It's a return to his legal roots, a piece for the esteemed student-run publication he headed in 1990. Mr. Obama's article in the Harvard Law Review focuses on the role of the president in advancing criminal justice reform. His effort to lessen federal sentencing laws has enjoyed bipartisan support, but it's been stalled in Congress. Over more than 50 pages, Mr. Obama describes an urgent need for reform, saying the nation simply cannot afford prolonged inaction.
Well, now to Southern California, where a private event will be held today for two Hollywood stars, mother and daughter, who died a day apart over the holidays.
Today's gathering is expected to be largely an informal affair. Friends and relatives of Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds will gather at the Beverly Hills compound, where they each had a home. It is being described as a small private memorial. Reynolds and Fisher died one day apart last week. The two are also expected to have a joint funeral. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Attention Macy's shoppers, the store near you may be about to close. This Minneapolis store Aileen Johnson visits is on the post-holiday chopping block.
It just seems sort of awful, actually. I enjoy stopping by here a lot.
The retailer is going to close 68 stores and lay off 10,000 workers. Macy's is one of several big chains to report disappointing holiday sales. Flat-screen TVs are getting even flatter. CBS's Jim Shenavy has the specs.
It may be best described as wallpaper TV. LG has unveiled a new television at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas that is just a tenth of an inch thick and light enough to be hung from a wall with magnets. The 65-inch OLED Ultra HD features 4K video and HDR tech, built-in Wi-Fi, four HDMI ports, and it also comes in a 77-inch version. It's also four times brighter than previous models and is described as like looking through a window into another world. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Unexpected delivery at a car dealership in Dormont, Pennsylvania. A pregnant customer went into the service department's bathroom and gave birth to a 7-pound girl. Amanda Sherman's husband helped with the sudden delivery. So did a nurse who was there to buy a car. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.